sin is any want, any lack of conformity, of keeping God's law, or any breaking, any transgression of the law of God. That's what sin is. Sin isn't just particularly evil things that bad, wicked people do. We're all wicked. And sin is any breaking of God's law, any deviation from God's law. Now, hopefully you've got a sheet with you with question 15 and the answer to question 15 on the back of it. And it follows on very directly from question 14. What was the sin whereby our first parents fell from the estate in which they were created? You'll remember the answer to question 13 is, it's there in question 15. What was the sin whereby our first parents fell from the estate in which they were created? Well, my props this morning have been very deliberately chosen. You'll see what they are. Not an apple in sight. And that's quite deliberate. Here's a pear, a rather short, stumpy pear, it has to be said. And here's a very, very curved banana that would never pass CU regulations. Okay. A pear and a banana. The answer says, the sin whereby our first parents fell from the estate in which they were created was their eating the forbidden fruit. Now, you don't know, and I don't know, and perhaps only the Lord himself knows what that forbidden fruit was. We think it's an apple sometimes, don't we? People say it's an apple. Well, why should it have been an apple? No reason. It could have been a pear. It could have been a banana. It could have been a mango. It could have been a tangerine. It could have been a kiwi fruit. We don't know what it was, do we? But this is the point I want to make. Let's just suppose, for example, that it was a banana. Right? There's nothing wrong with bananas in themselves, or pears. It wasn't because of the particular fruit that it was that God said, don't eat from this tree. In a sense, that was quite random. It could have been any fruit at all. It's not the fruit that was bad, this fruit, that fruit, or any other fruit. No. What made the commandment of God, what made the disobedience to be disobedience, was that God had said, do not eat from this particular tree I've told you about in the middle of the garden, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. For in the day that you eat of it, you will die. It wasn't poisonous fruit. It wasn't rotten fruit. It was simply the fact that God had said to Adam and to his wife Eve, you will not eat from this particular tree. And you see, this answer to this 15th question really backs up the answer to the previous question. It was a sin because God had told them not to do it. Sin is going against God's law and God's command. And at the very beginning of time, God gave the simplest command to the first people, to our first parents. He put them in a garden with every fruit you could think of, and more. How many fruit can you think of, I wonder, if you sat and wrote them all down? Probably hundreds if you gave it enough time. Pineapples? Lemons? I don't know. Carry on, couldn't you? Satsumas? What do you like? Lychees? Do you like lychees in Chinese places? I like those as well. There's loads of fruit. But God had said, you have this whole garden and all these trees to choose from. But there's one tree which you are not to eat from. One and only one. And because God had commanded it, it was a sin when they broke that command. Now listen, children, and all of us. Sin is not something small and light that doesn't matter. If your mum says to you, I want you to do what I say, she's unhappy, isn't she, when you don't. How much more serious it is when we break the commandments of God. sin is any want of conformity to or transgression of the law of God. The sin whereby our first parents fell from the estate in which they were created was their eating the forbidden fruit. Forbidden because God had forbidden it. Shall we say the answer to this question together? I'll read the question. If we could all repeat the answer, and it would be great to hear other folk next Sunday answering this question. What was the sin whereby our first parents fell from the estate in which they were created? The sin whereby our first parents fell from the estate in which they were created was their eating the forbidden fruit. That's right. And from that eating the forbidden fruit, from that sin, comes all the sin in the world. And we'll come to that another time.